The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so that we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' As Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. There are a couple of very mysterious lines in the first reading from John. He says this, "As for you," speaking to us, all the disciples of our Lord, "as for you, the anointing that you received from him remains in you, so that you do not need anyone to teach you. But his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and not false." So my brothers and sisters, what is this anointing? The anointing of the Holy Spirit that we all received in baptism, that was conferred on us in fullness in confirmation, that is increased in every reception of Holy Communion, that is restored, if necessary, through the sacrament of confession. So John says, if you have this anointing, you do not need to be taught by anyone. So why do people send their kids to Catholic schools or Sunday school instruction? Why do we study our faith if this anointing is in us and is supposed to teach us everything? Why do I preach? Why are you sitting here listening to me? This is what St. Augustine said. If his anointing teaches you everything, it seems that we pastors are toiling to no purpose. Why so much preaching on our part? This is a marvelous thing. The sound of our words strikes your ears, but the Master is within. Do not think that it is a question of somebody learning from a man. We can attract your attention by the power of our voice, but if he who does the teaching is not within, all our sermons will be in vain. We are all anointed because of the preaching of the apostles that's been handed on for every generation. And that preaching resides in the church that has the deposit of the faith. And if the Holy Spirit dwells in you, when you hear the truth of our faith, the Holy Spirit can instruct you on it. And little by little, you begin to recognize immediately when you hear truth and when you hear falsehood. Because that relationship with the Holy Spirit is increasing and he continues to instruct you himself. My brothers and sisters, how do we grow in this anointing? And I close with this. About a week ago, I was over at my brother's, and he said something to me that I was a little shocked by. He said, "I have not looked at my bank account since the day of my wedding 4.5 years ago. I thought, okay, that sounds a little crazy, right? I've not looked at my bank account in 4.5 years. I said, "Man, what are you thinking?" And he said, "You know, before I got married, I made a decision that everything I did would be for my wife, that I would be all hers, my life, everything, that all the money that I would make, I would entrust to her and to our children, that she could dispose of it however she desired. And so I have no worry about my finances." Now, you might think my brother needs medication. If you're married, you might think, gosh, I wish I'd married somebody like that. But that is perfectly analogous to the way the Holy Spirit operates with Our Lady. And I close with the words of St. Maximilian Kolbe. The Holy Spirit does not act except through the Immaculata, His spouse. Hence, she is the mediatrix of all the graces of the Holy Spirit. The nearer we come to Our Lady, the more holy we become. The devil knows that. And so the more graces we receive from her hands, the more he tries to draw us away from her, even under the guise of devotion to Jesus. Yet the truth will always remain that she is the secret path to Jesus. May the one who is overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, who was espoused to him, who interceded with him to pour himself out upon the apostles, may she be our refuge always and increase that anointing within us.